and Donegal, unfortunately, have seen in the last few years two very serious incidents where we've lost two Gardaí, Garda Robbie McCallion and Garda Gary McLaughlin, in the course of duty. Two real tragedies, two fine young men working on behalf of the people, doing their job. And the bill we brought forward last Friday was requiring that there would be a minimum sentence imposed on anyone who would assault emergency workers in the course of their carrying out their duties, or indeed in cases such as death, where there would be minimum sentences, basically in order to ensure that the message goes out loud and clear among the community that our emergency services do really strong work and we must protect them, and that no one should interfere with them or put them in danger in the course of their carrying out their duty on our behalf.
And in the case of Garda Robbie McCallion, who was a serving member of the Gardaí, the fact that he was on duty at the time, it made no difference during his court case. So do these laws have to be changed?
We saw in the instance of Garda Robbie McCallion's court case particularly, where the judge had to say to the jury that they couldn't take into account the fact that Garda McCallion was a serving Gardaí and carrying out his duties at the time. So that's really one of the key reasons why we put forward this particular bill, because we believe when it affects a member of the emergency services who's carrying out their duties, that it should count and it should be taken into account whenever it would come before the courts. And that's why I'm disappointed the government didn't actually accept this bill, and that's why I feel that I'm urging the government to take on a sense of urgency in relation to actually changing our laws so that we can ensure that the strong message goes out there that anyone interferes with emergency services carrying out the duty will find that the law comes down in full whack on them.